It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
Hey, everybody, it's Crew Cap on Baseball. Today, we're just going to talk about a day in the life of AT&T Park. What we see just about every day, well, we saw a bunch today, and we're going to share it with you when we come back. Cap, one of the best part about our job is we come to the ballpark every day, and we never know who we're going to see. I mean, we'd see the coaches and the managers from the other club, and in all likelihood, we played with one of them or against one of them. And, you know, there is a unique fraternity. Even if you didn't play on the same team with the guy, if you played at the same time that a guy played, you have a lot in common. And the characters of our generation, they always come up in stories and whatnot. But anyway, we got to the ballpark today. You look out right behind the Giants batting cage, there's Dusty Baker. Ryan Klesko's back. Mark Grant, who was an ex-Giant, who's right now broadcasting with the Padres. And now all of a sudden, here comes...
Andres Torres was behind the cage.
Andres Torres.
Yeah.
There. And, and the stories start coming up. And before long, you look up, and when you got there at 5 o'clock, now it's 5:30. And you don't have any idea where the time went.
Yeah.
But you're talking ball.
And then Huey Lewis shows up in the middle of the group.
And then Huey Lewis and his drummer, they show up, and then they've got conversation. And it's great because he's been a Giants fan his whole life. He throws in two or three stories.
And they start talking baseball, and one story leads to another. And it ends up being one really huge horse laugh. And it gets better and better. And it was great watching Dusty because Dusty just doesn't want to shake your hand and walk away. He wants to touch base, and he wants to talk for a little bit to each guy. And he was kind of the guy in the group that was holding everybody together. And then, of course, when Huey showed up, you know, the first thing that Boach and some of us wanted to express to him was how much we appreciated him spending as much time as he could with Dwight Clark in Montana, because I think Huey lives there, and Eddie DeBartolo has a ranch, and you know, he had a chance to go over and see Dwight a lot, and you know, so he had a couple of Dwight Clark stories. But I agree with you. Every once in a while, you're going to get a group, and they all just kind of float around and laugh and tell stories, and that was the way it was this afternoon. It was. You didn't want to leave because you're afraid you're going to really miss something. And it was great.
Well, and the conversation, you know, you're sitting around the batting cage, so you're watching the first group hit. So, you know, here's Buster and here's McCutcheon, and you're watching them take their swings and whatnot. And there'll be like a half story going on about something. Then all of a sudden, you'll watch a guy take a swing, and it'll remind you of a guy. You know who this guy reminds me of? This guy reminds me of so-and-so. It's amazing how when you are in this game, every time you see a new kid come up, you see his swing, you see his mechanics, whether it be in the batting cage or on the mound, he will remind you of somebody.
Of course, and that's one of the reasons why we love to watch batting practice. I do have one quick story to tell you. Today was the Buster Posey 1,000 glove giveaway to 1,000 junior Giants who don't have gloves. So Buster's on top of the dugout, I'm hosting the thing, and you know, you're handing out gloves, and they're all right-handed gloves. So I made a point to tell the whole audience, if you're left-handed, make sure you let the Junior Giants people know, and you can exchange it, your right-handed glove that was given to you, you can exchange it for a left-handed glove. Now, there's always one kid that's really smart. And it was a little kid, about 6 years old. And when he went through the line, he got to Buster, and he's smart. And he says to Buster, I'm both-handed. I said, no, that's not going to work. And I thought, the ingenious of this kid, right?
He's figured it out.
He's going to figure out a way to get two gloves.
To get two gloves,
one
baby.
For me and maybe one for my brother or sister.
Who's left-handed?
I'm both-handed. I said, no, nice try.
You know what? It's a special place here, and we love coming to this ballyard every day. It's Crew Cap on Baseball. Enjoy this great game.